successful meetings. Obviously, I think the biggest story coming out of the meeting is the Raiders moved to Las Vegas. And, you saw the vote was 31-1. There was some discussion, but I think when it was all laid out, I think obviously the majority or the vast majority of people felt that the Raiders made the only decision they could. There wasn't really a viable option left for them, or there wasn't a viable option in Oakland. And, I think the Raiders went to the city of Oakland and said, we need two things. We need land at a nominal cost and full development rights, and they weren't able to get either of those. And I think, it's a tribute to Las Vegas, that their stadium proposal was pretty impressive. So I think combination of those two things, and you end up with a 31-1 vote. From a bigger picture, though, there's three relocations within a little over a year, leaving two really good markets in California. It's not ideal. So I think, and the other thing, I think we'll have to see how it plays out. I worry a little bit about the Raiders being lame ducks in Oakland for two, possibly 3 years.
With the three teams all relocating really all at once, does it concern you how much turnover there is in relocation in the league right now?
Especially I think we went 20 years without any relocation. And then, it's so much of it is stadium related. And the reality in the league is if you don't have a viable stadium, you don't have a stadium that's modern and has the amenities that you need, it's really hard to generate the revenue that you need to be competitive on and off the field. Although I should say with our collective bargaining agreement now, that's not as big an issue, but long term, you have to have a good stadium. And I think, what we've done with Lambeau Field is a good example. It's, with a major renovation in 2003 and then the more recent ones, I think it's really been beneficial for the team. And for us, I was joking. I don't want to think what would happen if the Packers ever moved out of Green Bay. Would be bad. But so for us, one of the main reasons we invest in the stadium and have done all that we've done to Lambeau Field is to make sure that the team stays there.
Yeah, I don't want to oversimplify that, but is it really just as simple as saying come up with better stadium proposals? I mean, is that really what needs to be done?
Each situation is kind of unique, but I'd say with Oakland, a complicating factor was the A's, the baseball team. They shared a stadium. First of all, Larry, you no longer have shared baseball football stadiums. That was in vogue in the 60s and the 70s, and that's no longer really considered a best practice. It really comes down to you have to be. I mean, if you can get public money, that's a huge benefit. Steve Ross voted against this. He was the one vote against it. And, he said that, owners should be able to privately finance new stadiums or stadium improvements. The reality is not a lot of owners have as much money as Steve Ross. Shouldn't say that. each team is a little different. Yeah. And, in San Francisco, I think they were able to get the new stadium done. That's probably as much a tribute to Silicon Valley and the kind of money that's available there for PSLs. So each market's a little different, but relocation is always difficult. You're abandoning, we've abandoned three markets that have had NFL teams for years, and you've seen there's a lot of negative publicity. I guess the flip side is, you've got markets that are really excited about having an NFL team. I think, reading about Las Vegas, they kind of feel that this puts them on the map. They're now considered as a legitimate sport city.
How did you guys get over the uncertainty of where they're going to be before that stadium opens? I mean, there's no guarantee they're going to play in Oakland for 2 years. Right?
Well,
I mean,
they
have that option.
Yeah.
Right, for sure. And then,
well, they have. I think they have it for 2 years.
Okay.
Yeah, and the league has looked at options in the Bay Area and options in Las Vegas. The only option in Las Vegas is Sam Boyd Stadium. And, that sounds like a lot of money would have to be put into that. And what complicates it is that the UNLV football is going to be playing in the new stadium, so it doesn't make sense to put a lot of money in the Sam Boyd Stadium. So they've got, I think they have options or lease for the next 2 years in Oakland. Definitely going to do it this year. I think the sales have been pretty good, talking to Mark Davis. But you just worry, you wonder, what's the fan reaction going to be as this unfolds.
Where are things with the proposal for Green Bay to host the NFL draft? Has there been any update to that? Have you heard anything?
No, we've, the focus obviously is on, Philadelphia, right, and their efforts this year. So we put in for 2019. So probably wouldn't hear, probably a little over a year from now, we'd have a sense of where that stands.
And then have you heard anything to give you optimism that you might get a game in Europe coming up?
No. The same issues that we always have, kind of are always out there. 17, there's going to be 5 international games, 4 in London, 2 in 2 different stadiums, and then the Mexico City game. So our next opportunity would be in 18. We'll see. We're scheduled to play at the Rams. And since they will still be in a temporary stadium, that might be an opportunity.
Okay. Yeah. What would your thoughts be on potentially playing a game in Mexico or in China even?
China first. I'd have to know the circumstances. We talked about this as a possibility, and Ted and Mike and I were concerned. I think it was just Ted and I that talked about it. That could really wipe a team out. So if you don't have a good bye afterwards, that would worry about the effect that would have on the rest of your season. Mexico City, I've talked to a few people from the Raiders and the Texans that played there last year. The Patriots are going to play the Raiders there this year. I think there's some issues they need to work through. Not always a good idea when your quarterback has laser beams in his eyes. So they're working through some of those things. But, I think our preference would be London, but we'd be open to a Mexico City game.
Mark, on the hosting of the draft,
yeah.
I mean, physically, where could you guys do all that? Because I know Philly's going to put it outside.
Sure.
I'm not sure April weather in Philly's so great. proposition for
sure.
You.
Sure. No, it would probably be in the rec center. I think that would make the most sense.
Okay.
I mean, we've put some thought into it, but, I think, the part would be, I think with Titletown being up and running then, could be a nice way to showcase some of the things that we've done, the Lambeau Field and around the stadium. Whether hotel rooms would be an issue or not, it's not, certainly not, not at the scale of a Super Bowl, but still... you look at, I think Philadelphia, Chicago, they had 250,000 the first year. It dropped off the second year because of the weather. Philadelphia, I think they had more people through a registration process. They had more people than they've ever had. So it was 157,000 people that have already registered.
Do you feel there's viable space hotel-wise to accommodate that in that area?
I do. I think, like I said, it's certainly not, what you need for a home game or Super Bowl. And Lodge Kohler will be, having a nice hotel would probably help. not that we don't have other nice hotels, but So no, I we'll see. I keep my fingers crossed, but I'd say it's probably a long shot.
Yeah. I imagine the proposal for centralized officiating went well since it went through.
You know, I was surprised. There really wasn't a lot of debate. It's a little some question about making sure that, especially on Sunday noon games for us, where you could have, you know, multiple teams playing at the same time, that there are enough people in the league office that, you know, if you have two or three replays going on at the same time, that you've got people there that can make the decisions. And, you know, the league is really, they've had this communication between the referees and the New York office since 2014, and they feel pretty confident that that there are the numbers there that they need.
Mike mentioned today that the way it's been handled in the playoffs, and obviously the replay hadn't changed the playoffs,
sure.
But with the extra official on the sideline, mm-hmm. he thought that really helped and aided communication and moved things along. Yeah. Do you think that was kind of persuasive for folks?
Yeah, I think, you know, I think people really, I think coaches have confidence in Dean Blandino. You know, his office is doing a good job. They know it's a hard job, but doing a good job, and I think, you know, you should have more consistency. Well, and the other thing I would say, reality is, it's not that much different. You know, although the referee had the final say in the past, you know, Dean Blandino is kind of his boss. if Dean says, well, I looked at it, and this is what I saw. I think usually they see things the same way. So there's not going to be a lot of situations where they're in conflict. And then, having the tablets, rather than having to see the referee run all the way over to the monitor and go under the hood, should speed the process up quite a bit.
Because theoretically, the office can start looking at it before he even
yeah.
has a tablet. I mean,
that
process has begun before he
that happens a lot. Yeah, he'll say, don't even waste your time. It's not even close.
Okay.
Yeah.
They were talking earlier today about how far the league has come with mm-hmm. concussion awareness. I'm curious, to relate that to Sam Shields' experience, do you
sure.
think that's an example of how far this league has come toward awareness for the severity of concussions?
Sam's situation is just unfortunate, obviously.
Right.
Great player. I think years ago, I mean, you had players that would, careers would end due to concussions. But, I think for Sam, you know, he just never cleared the protocol. And hopefully he's better now. I mean, you want to make sure that he has a good quality of life going forward.
Yeah, I was just wondering if the update in the protocol and the improvements, the upgrades that have been made, maybe played a part in that.
I think so. I think there's more awareness. His last two concussions, the one was on the sidelines where he kind of hit his head in the back. You know, the one in Jacksonville was not a significant hit.
Right.
And so that raises, the more you have, and we're finding out more and more about concussions as we go along, and there's still a lot more to know. But, you're concerned when you have a serious concussion like that from what looks like a fairly minor hit. But I looked at, with the competition committee, we looked at every concussion that was suffered this year. So you see them all, and
wow.
it's kind of, it's a little depressing to watch it. But it's what's frustrating is there aren't a lot of common threads where you can say, well, if we just did this, we'd be able to reduce concussions. A lot of teammates hitting each other, and so and you're usually prepared to see an opponent come, but when you're hit by a teammate, it often comes, as a surprise, and you're not ready, and more likely to sustain an injury.
Mark, I'm curious. In the last year or so,
there have been guys that have been in the headlines for non-football stuff, and all, sure. they're all individual cases and whatever, but they all yeah. fall under the banner of the Packers.
Yeah.
How does that affect the organization? PR-wise, you-wise, personally, because, you know, regardless of what it is, that Packers name gets dragged into that
sure.
stuff. Is it concerning to you that it's the frequency?
I think, you know, I mean, we monitor that. I mean, on the league-wide level, you know, arrests are down significantly. And, you know, I don't know which specific situation. Each one's a little different, but you're always, you're disappointed. But I worked on a college campus for a long time, and these are young men, and they make decisions. And these things happen, and hopefully they learn from them.